The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Good day to follow us, too. That's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. Also added to today's show on the social media, and actually on the air with us later on, actor Rainn Wilson, star of The Office and a bunch of other stuff. Got a new movie coming out. Going to talk to Rainn later on this morning.
Call
over to that.
Permanent.
Scrommeting was in the appetizer there. The guys that get hot, really high and puke. There's a guy, it's a really long email, but a dude that smokes weed every day, listens to us. And by weed every day, in the morning, at lunch, morning, after work, and then before he goes to bed, right? Yeah. But he has this scrommeting, too, where he shows up in the emergency room puking and screaming. I'm thinking, I didn't respond to the guy yet, but when you quit doing weed?
Was that the advice from the doctor?
No. They were asking us that. I didn't read the whole email. It was, like, really long. But he smokes weed every day, and he scrommets. Did he talk to a... I'm guessing you shouldn't do that.
The doctor finally came to see me in the hospital.
Right.
He asked how much weed I smoked. I was honest with him, and he said the reason I was sick was cannabinoid hyperemesis.
Too much weed, basically?
I think that's the scrommeting.
Got it.
Cannabinoid hyperemesis.
Tough to say early in the morning.
Syndrome. It really is.
I know. Cannabinoid.
It's tough to say in the middle of the afternoon.
Cannabinoid.
His short explanation mainly blamed it on the smoke that gets into my stomach, which causes me to vomit.
Hold it. Isn't that where edibles would come into? Because I know, I would think if you were a pothead, you'd rather eat than smoke anymore.
Well, he says smoke coming into the stomach.
He smokes.
The edibles would probably get broken down by your stomach acid.
That's what I mean. There's no smoke there.
There's no smoke.
That's what I meant.
There.
Yeah. Eat it. Now you have to find it because depending where he's calling from, it's not legal in his state, I'm sure. You know.
Yeah, that's why.
That's the key.
Edibles aren't available in the state you live in.
No, they're not.
It is such a pain in the ass to boil it down.
I wouldn't know how to do that anyway.
Right. Make the cannabis butter out of it.
But if you were in a hospital puking and screaming, I mean, I realize you might like weed, but wouldn't you stop smoking weed? If that's what the outcome was, I know I would. Somebody said you can't have beers in the weekend because you end up in the hospital puking and screaming.
Yeah.
Say, man, I just would have to stop drinking beer, you know?
It would seem to me the detriments would outweigh the benefits.
Just a little bit.
In this instance.
Just a little bit. Dolphins didn't show last night, did they? I had the game on for a little bit, but I went to watch something else because the night before I watched way too much football, obviously.
Oh, I hung till the bitter end just to see the Patriots lose.
That is so good. Excuse me, the Dolphins showed up, I should say.
And
the Patriots, yeah.
There was one of those instances in maybe about 4 or 5 minutes left in the game where a lineman, and I don't recall who, from the Dolphins, hey, it seems like he kind of got shoved into, and he ended up like bumping Brady's shoulder pad
the
and
Brady
neck
puss like he always does
with
the,
his forearm.
The Trump voter Brady bitch.
No, they called it.
Did they really?
They called it roughing the passer.
That is stupid because I saw a play earlier in the game when I did turn it on that a guy blitzed and Brady saw him and he just cowered like a puss but still got hit.
I saw that.
Remember
one
that?
Too.
You see how he cowered like a puss?
That was Peyton's old move.
Exactly.
Like, he'd see it coming and about two steps before he got there, he'd just
it's
turn
like
and crumple.
You know, when you're a kid and somebody's about to tackle you, throw the ball down real quick. You just that's the way it looked like. And he just threw the ball to the ground. But they didn't call that. And that wasn't actually, it was a clean play. So it wouldn't. So they just tried to make him do a makeup call or something like that?
Yeah, I
did
think
he point and scream
they
like
did
a bitch he is?
They did a makeup call for the Dolphins a little later on, but it was just one of those, obviously Tom Brady lives
Tom Brady
by a different set of rules.
Yeah, of course he does. That's where it all started, man. The other guys get jacked. They don't throw flags. They don't throw flags at Roethlisberger. They don't throw flags at Cam Newton, you know. They just don't do it. Other big quarterbacks.
Well, they're big and strong.
Well, so is Brady. He's a big dude.
They can handle
it. He's not maybe not that strong anymore. He's a puss, but he's a big dude.
All right. We got another.
They lost.
Another scrometer on the line here.
All right.
David.
Hey, how's it going?
Good,
hey,
man. You have the problem with scrometing?
Yep. I was a smoker. I smoke most of the day, just regular trees.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this year, I started doing the dabs, wax, oil, whatever name you want to go under it of.
Right.
I started doing that really heavy, and I had two episodes this year where, I mean, I wasn't screaming and vomiting, but yeah, I was vomiting a lot. My abdomens hurt a lot, and the only thing they could come up with is stop smoking. And I was a denier at first. I didn't want to believe it because, you know, it's just weed. How could it be that? But
right.
Finally, I got sick a third time this year for one day, cut for a day. Then I did it again the day later and got sick again. So I finally gave in. That cannabinoid hypermesis thing, yeah, it's a thing. So I have to, every once in a while, cut back for a couple days.
Oh, so you just do that, you just cut back, and it works?
Yep. I'd say I haven't. Last time I got sick was like 4 months ago, and I still do it about every day. And once I get to a point where I feel like I'm doing too much or I need more of it than normal, then I'm like, nope, cut back for 2 days because I do not want to puke that much again.
Do you do the heavy-duty stuff anymore, the dabs and the oil?
Yep.
Oh, you still do?
But you do it, you cut back, right? Well, that's not.
Yeah, but I cut back. So, you know, I was going through this much every couple of days, and once I get about halfway to that point, I'll be like, nope, last time I started doing that much, I got sick, and I just stopped.
All right, so you know your limit now.
Yep.
Where are you calling from? What city?
Omaha.
Okay, in Omaha, obviously we're based there, and I want to. It's a good thing it's legal in Omaha. I like to say that because I love when they try to make laws against stuff, and they go, "That doesn't really matter, man." All right, man. Thanks,
right,
buddy.
Thanks, David.
Way to cut down.
Yeah, I've been told that you should try dabs.
What is a dab?
I think you'd like
maybe you should try
dabs.
Just stick with what you're doing.
I don't know.
Vodka.
You know, I go to Denver.
And a one hitter.
There's younger guys that, you know, my buddies will hang around. And
yeah, but what's a dab?
I couldn't even tell you for sure.
Is it something? It's like a little dot on a paste paper. That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
It's kind of what it sounds
like. Okay, yeah. All right.
I'm sure.
You know, Craig would know.
Maybe
Craig would know. He actually hangs out with people that discuss this.
You don't
really hang out with people that talk weed all day.
No, but I think
Craig hangs out with people that actually just discuss it. Like,
I've been
break up in groups.
Presented with a dab, and I'm at that point now where I don't need to get that high.
Of course you don't.
You know?
Of course you don't. You see shadow people in Wichita.
Okay, this just seems...
Or I did.
This just seems difficult and more hassle than it needs to be. Dabs are concentrated doses of cannabis that are made by extracting THC and other cannabinoids using a solvent like butane or carbon dioxide, resulting in sticky oils, also commonly referred to, they're heated on a hot surface, usually a nail, then inhaled through a dab rig.
Oh, Jesus. It's not what I was thinking at all. It sounds like a young guy thing.
You got
a guy in his apartment with free time can do that whole crap.
Yeah, that will go through.
Yeah.
An elaborate
When you're
setup.
Young, you design hours around your drug.
But I think the dabs that I've seen are dropped on those vaporizer kind of things. They're kind of like a hot plate.
Got it.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're super concentrated.
Yeah. You do not need that.
Yeah, they are.
You don't need that.
And you just need a little bit from what I understand.
Sounds like New Year's Eve for a lot of people. And that's like an amateur night. You don't need that.
But I was told if you took a small amount, you know, those who are, I take a liking to edibles, would probably like a dab as long as you just take a small amount.
You don't want to sound like that, though, do you?
No, but here's another point of view from Jim. Same thing about the scrommeting.
Yeah.
He has that. It is they believe it's a common side effect. Oh, it is a common side effect of being allergic to something. Milk, in my case. A few other things. I think it's hilarious that someone always has to go the cannabinoid or hemp product or weed angle. Consequently, the lactose is rather toxic.
Well, yeah, I've heard of people that puke on milk. Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah, that they do that bit where you drink a gallon of milk and then what's the time limit? And everybody says they can do it.
And they can.
You just can't do it. You puke. We did that a bit years ago.
Volume. That's because.
But they all I can drink it. Yeah. I can do it. No, you can't.
Your stomach can't process. That's what that's all.
Well,
about.
It's not just it's got to be milk though. You could do water and you're not going to puke.
But
you do a gallon of water.
Your stomach will absorb the water.
Right.
It won't absorb the milk.
Yeah. In fact, this sound effect here is real, right?
Yep.
That's actually a real sound effect.
From that day.
From that bit. 100 years ago, man. You recorded that?
No.
We had a microphone hanging in there, though. And mm-hmm. He puked. Yeah, that's actually.
I was there that day, but I was not in charge of that.
Yeah, that's a real guy puking, that sound effect we had from our show years ago. On milk. Oh, yeah. That's disgusting. So, good morning. Hope
that was a
up
day where I wish there were windows in the studio that we could open to let the stank out.
Yeah, that was brutal, man.
That was a god-awful smell.
Rainn Wilson. Craig Evans, Petey Mack, Patriots lost, and didn't look that Super Bowl-ish last night, did they? Now, granted, everybody can have a bad day.
That just means they're going to be pissed off.
I know.
Brady don't lose back-to-back.
Brady don't lose. Yeah. Whatever, they lost. That's all that matters.
Well, I don't know if Craig has this or if Petey has this. I don't want to steal any thunder, but there are a former NFL player, current NFL analyst, one former NFL analyst, grab asses.
And, I missed this.
I saw three names mentioned.
Yeah. And
didn't surprise me.
Frankly, none of them surprised me.
Yeah, jocks, old jocks grabbing ass? Nah.
Yeah.
Well, it seems
old jocks thinking the chicks owe them? Nah.
One of them? One of your boys.
Really?
Yep.
Bradshaw?
No.
Retired?
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Newly retired.
Yeah, but not for very long.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus.
And he's on TV.
Oh, Hines grab ass?
No.
Okay, good.
No, not
Merrill Hodge.
Not your future Hall of Famer. I don't know if this guy is a future Hall of Famer.
A former one-time stellar phone guest of this show.
Oh, did he? Did he? I wouldn't call him stellar.
Yeah. I might have been exaggerating the stellar part.
Yeah, exactly. He just called the show.
There you just
He was a regular
it.
On the show.
You just gave it away all there. Right. Who the hell does he work for?
NFL Network. All three of these guys work for NFL Network.
I didn't know he works for the NFL Network. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Craig will get to that. Does Craig have that? Who else? Just give me down the names, man.
Oh, one I don't recall. And the other one was Marshall Faulk.
Heath Evans, I think, was the guy's name.
Yeah, and the guy didn't even work for the NFL
so
Network.
So hot chicks
anymore.
Walking around the NFL Network, guys grabbing her ass because they're big old
if
jocks.
If I read the story right, it was the same woman. All three of them. Accused by the same woman of a whole bunch of stuff.
Sleazing on them? All right.
It's worse than sleazing.
So oh, really? Whipping it out?
All right.
If you want dink pics from Ike Taylor, you just go to this chick.
Well, normally I would, but he doesn't play anymore, so I don't care.
Yeah.
That's too bad, though. That's too bad for Ike. Come on back.
get one for the Steeler. The Steeler souvenir.
My Steeler room. A dink pic. That's a good idea.
Put that in the curio cabinet right next
that's
to
right,
the,
right there.
If the helmets.
If Becky's listening to the podcast, that would be a great, great
an
Christmas
Ike Taylor
gift. Yeah, for the guy
pick.
Who doesn't have everything. I'm sure she wouldn't have a problem getting a dink pic from Ike.
No, it's probably pretty big.
All she's got to do is ask.
All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.